scared.
What goes through your mind? You're scared. You know, you're scared. You know, the first thing that goes through your mind is get out safely, get home safely. You know, those are first priorities. You know, again, it's an unfortunate tragedy. You hate that something like that is still happening. You know, something like that can take place, but it's the reality of the world we live in. And, you know, my mom says this all the time: the life you save might be your own. And so, it's surreal. You know, something that is just hard to accept, that something like that can happen. But you have to be cognizant of it. You have to be aware that this is, you know, you can be aware of the positions that you put yourself in. So there's a lesson to be learned here.
Coach said that. A little bit. Can you? Say what lessons you picked up, or maybe is there something that you can pass on other guys? Because this, not that it happens all the time, but it happens enough that it's got
to
be pretty.
It happens enough to where you don't need to be at certain places at certain times. You know, wrong place, wrong time is not an excuse, you know, and it's not going to keep you from being a potential victim in any situation like that.
So are you agreeing with Coach's assessment that, you know, nothing good can happen at 2 or 3 in the morning?
Absolutely. I'm agreeing with what Coach said to the football team after practice today. Again, it's an unfortunate tragedy.
Chris, have you ever been around anything like that before? Have you ever been in a place where you heard gunshots?
No.
That was your first time?
Yeah. Well, I mean, other than hunting or anything like that, but I mean, it's completely different. I mean, that's.
Chris, with the Eagles coming up, I mean, was it kind of hard to focus today, or when you get on the football field, you kind of block this stuff out and just get back to playing football?
Well, I love to play football. So coming to work today was just, you know, again, you know, football becomes a sort of sanctuary. You know, you can come in here and, you know, get around your team, the locker room, the guys, and focus in on the Philadelphia Eagles and the challenge at hand for us.
About that challenge, about playing those guys, knowing how desperate they're going to be Sunday night.
Well, they're going to come in here with a full head of steam. They're going to come in here fired up, ready to go. You know, they're confident bunch of guys. They're having a lot of success, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, and some of the things that they're doing. And so we have to really take a look at this team, what they're trying to do scheme-wise that's allowing them to have this kind of success, and try to take some things away from them, give ourselves a chance to be successful. Chris.